Anyways, welcome back to MGM Marketabilities podcast.
Yes.
It's me. It's Lucas.
It's Lucas.
Lucas.
Hi, I'm Angie.
Okay.
Good to see you.
Oh, I'm Ronnie.
Hi. Gosh,
it's so hard to get people to introduce themselves.
It is. You just take for granted that you know. And are they really going to remember the names anyway?
Well, I don't know because we don't know if they're going to say them or not.
Right. There's a test at the end of this podcast.
Yeah. If you remember our names at the end of the podcast, no rewinding.
You win.
Will you remember me?
Yes.
No.
Okay. So look, we've been talking about this in the office all day today. An impactful tagline. What makes an impactful tagline? You know, and then let's talk about a slogan. Do people realize that they're two things? And where did we land, guys?
I'll be honest. I don't know.
Don't be.
But make you, stuff you don't up. You want me to be honest?
Make stuff up.
I think it's important to have like a standard tagline for your product or service.
A very catchy.
Yeah, simple. Tagline. Yeah.
What are some of those?
Just do it.
Like obviously everybody knows the Nike. The Nike.
Oh,
one.
Is it that for Nike?
Or it's Nike. I don't know. I haven't decided
Nike.
Yet.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Eat Nick fresh. It. Not bad.
Nick at night.
I remember that. Just what is it? The Golden Arches. What is their little thing? Just
I'm loving it.
I'm loving it.
Yeah.
I'm loving it. I'm loving it.
I don't know if that's their slogan.
Dun, 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 dun. That's like a tagline.
That's a tagline. Is
it? Yeah. I'm loving it.
Yeah, maybe.
McDonald's. I'm loving it. Not really, but my kid loved it.
Yeah.
You know, it serves its purpose.
And I think the importance of it is to, like, especially for, like, McDonald's, who, like, really doesn't need to do marketing, right? Like, well, they get enough business.
Right.
It's more about making them on your mind more.
Yeah.
Whenever you hear the little jingle.
That's right.
The little slogan.
Right.
Very short and memorable, and it conveys a message, you know. Mm-hmm. And it makes you feel something, because I think that's what taglines are for. I think that's what slogans are for, is connectability. Like, you know, not so much about the product, but what the product or service or building or whatever will mean to you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah. And there's a whole different level when you can connect to someone emotionally. So mm-hmm. they're playing on whether it's a warm feeling or, I don't know, is there something that makes you feel unsafe? So you think you have to have it?
Yeah, oh, when you say Friday the 13th, like the Jason movies and stuff.
Yeah. You get scared.
Kill, 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 kill. You don't remember that?
No.
Kill, kill, kill. I don't even know what that is. So
anyways.
It makes me scared, though, that when you say Friday the 13th or Jason, and then you do those sounds, I'm frightened. You just ask if there's anything that makes me scared.
Right.
That's it.
But I think it's like, I think he was probably talking about like fear of not having it.
Oh.
Right?
Like maybe, just playing on the emotion of fear. Right. Like it always hits on some sort of emotion.
Yeah, like FOMO, like fear of missing out on not having that thing.
Yeah, I got it.
You know what I mean? Where it's like, if you don't have this, you're not cool.
Right. Yeah.
You know,
so it's interesting this week. I mean, we know at the advertising agency, the importance of the tag, the slogan, obviously we want to get your business noticed, recognized. This week, we've embarked on the importance, not only of a good brand name, a good logo design, mm-hmm. colors, all those things, but the importance of the test. And I don't know that a lot of people have invested a lot of money into that. You know, I like it. Surely everybody else is going to like it. And it doesn't always work out that way.
Yeah, because it's like, it's not necessarily what you like.
Yeah, it's not.
It's what the customer likes.
Right.
And if you're not building a product for the customer and you're building it for yourself, which is sometimes okay because sometimes you are your customer.
Right.
Because you had the problem.
Yeah.
That you had, and then you found a solution, and now you're just reselling that solution to people like you.
Right.
But that's not always the case either.
Right. Yeah. It's, I don't know. I think an eye-opening point for me in our studies this week was, and maybe we need to do more of this, if there is something comparable on the market that maybe will do something similar to what you're going to claim that you're going to do.
Right.
Boy, make sure that your image and colors and branding and everything really stands out, because that, again, is the importance of an impactful logo, tagline, slogan, because how are you going to differentiate yourself? Mm-hmm. In particular, if there are multiple choices.
Mm-hmm. Right. And how are you going to be remembered? Because there's so much out there now. Oh.
That's what I was going to say. It, yeah. It's still that idea of you only get one chance at a first impression.
Right. Right.
Now it's even like you only have a little bit of time to make that impression.
Good luck. Two seconds. Yeah. Right.
So what's memorable about it, you know?
Yeah.
Like I was thinking about even just taglines. Would it be a tagline that got milk?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And definitely.
They turned that into the, and milk has been around for how long? You know, they took something very ordinary and now you think, oh, milk. Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, that's, and that's, maybe it does create interest, because while milk was popular before, it wasn't like there was, you know, a disgust in the marketplace. I mean, people wanted it. They went in search of it. But then they just gave us another reason. Got milk. How many campaigns? How many the mustache? All those things they did. Again, it's just, I think it's creating that interest, which keeps your brand interesting, which keeps you top of mind, you know, of which one to buy. Because there are a lot of choices, even in the milk department now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting how even something like that simple can make you stand out that so much.
It's crazy.
Right.
You know what I mean? And then it's like all of a sudden you have this brand recognition for someone saying got milk.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. And what about I always feel
silly. One,
can you hear me now?
Yeah.
How about now? I feel so silly when I'm asking the question, like, can you hear me now? Immediately I think of that commercial. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I feel old.
That was brilliant.
Why?
Whenever you ask, like, can you hear me now? I feel old.
Yeah. Oh.
Why? Sorry. That wasn't a really old one, was it?
Oh. Was it?
It might have been, because he's moved on and he works for like another company now, I think. Oh, that guy. Hmm. The guy that walked around. Can you hear me now?
Hmm.
Yeah. Do you hear that noise? What is that? Wow, guys. There's vibration in here. Like, we're really... Have we summoned something?
We must be onto something, because we're getting tapped.
That was really good. I liked that. Whoa. I was scared for a second.
Noise.
Yeah, I was scared for a second.
Yeah.
Stop. See? Stop it. But, you know, it is important. The other thing we ran into this week, and for small business owners or entrepreneurs or people thinking about starting a business, please, 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 please consult before you lock things in. Man, it is so tough when people just come and say, there you go. I've established the URL. I've got the logo. I've got the colors. It's all done. It's all good. No testing. Good luck.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because there we are.
Here, run my business.
Right.
Run it.
yeah. Well, can we revamp? And that's it's a little soon for that. Oh, yeah. You just got the packaging. Okay, great. Yeah. So, yeah.
And I think the interesting part, too, is, like, you know, how do you have those tough conversations? Because that is a tough conversation. If someone comes to you with at least the awareness that I want my product, my brand, whatever it is, to do well. And we were speaking about testing. So how do you deliver that?
That's right.
It needs a new name. It needs a new color.
Yeah.
Maybe people don't want it for why it was invented. Maybe they found something else.
Right.
You know, it's a weird, you have to be able to distance yourself enough from it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In all the years I've done this, I've actually seen where sometimes you don't have to say anything at all if you keep them informed as to what is happening, and maybe they can see their back end Google Analytics or whatever, which is a report of how many people come to your website, what they do when they get to your website. Say you're selling something on that website, it's not moving. Your face is up there and you begin to question, am I the problem? Is it not, you know, my message perhaps isn't resonating? And that's hard to look inward like that. So it's interesting that you say we sometimes might need to have those tough conversations, but it's also a time, I think, to encourage people to just take a look at it yourself before somebody has to say something to you.
It's kind of like it's better to invest this time and money up front before you go down the line where it's like, oh, I spent all this money and like you branded all these things for a name change or something like that.
So true.
And that's where it's smart to consult with marketers. You know, marketing doesn't happen once it's created. Mm-hmm. It's there from the beginning.
That's
if you're doing it well.
Yeah, that's so right. And you know, it's people can can see what we're doing. And yes, you know, this is our podcast, Learn, Develop, Launch. But every day we're talking about what's new, what's hot, how do you hit, you know, what's gonna work. And we too are trying to figure it out. But I think more than ever before, what that shows is that you cannot market your own business if you're going to do it the way it should be done, because we're discussing your products and your brands all day.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what we're doing. We're not booking appointments for patients. We're not ordering another fleet of vehicles or, I mean, you need to be running your business. Marketing is a full-time job to make sure that you check all the boxes.
Yeah. Because it's like, if people don't know that you exist,
right,
it's like you can have such a cool product, but
you can.
No one will care because no one knows,
and nobody knows about it. Yeah, it was really refreshing, though. I sat down with a couple yesterday, and they're pretty advanced in their thought process. They're bringing something new to the market, and they just turned to me and said, "What do you do?" And I explained, even from the process of conceptualization, branding, all of that. And I talked about social media, and I said, let me tell you a little something about social media. We've seen over the years where some businesses are like, absolutely not. I'm not interested in that. Banking people, for instance. And I'm here to tell you now, it is a must have.
Yeah.
Control.
That's where the eyes are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's tough. And it was interesting because this lady says to me, sounds like everything I need. Which is great, because the other thing that they really liked, and I would encourage you to maybe have these same conversations with people you're trusting with your brand and your business, the no contract agreement. I'm not going to hold your feet to the fire on anything if it's not working, or if we're not working for you. You know, I'm going to tell you to have realistic expectations, but you cannot stay the course on anything these days. You've got to know the pivot. And if it's working, most certainly do it more and more and more. But it's not going to work forever. You got to diversify. Mm. You know, that's why you're getting your message out there a lot of different ways.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's the best way to even do like just free content and make it so shareable to where it could just have like 10 people share it that day, and then all of a sudden it just goes crazy.
Then
all of a sudden you have thousands of people viewing your product.
Yeah. And that's what's so frustrating.
It's crazy.
It really is, because we call it popping off, or, you know, just what is it, like the overnight success or whatever.
Viral.
Well, along those same kind of lines.
Yeah.
But that's how quickly it happens. And what's really frustrating is you can have what you think is some of the best content, and it's, you have something that didn't even resonate with you, and it's the one that pops off or goes viral.
Well, no, I've heard so many people talk about how they have like put a lot of money into some videos and made, or just really the time and the effort and like planned it all out and did everything. And that video is like, it does well, but then they'll pick up their iPhone one day and shoot something for themselves. And then that thing will just.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And it's like but
your kid jumping rope or something and saying, it's like, what?
Yeah.
But it also speaks, and I know it's frustrating, you know, for people who are listening and they're really, you know, heady Harvard type or what. It's frustrating. I get it. And it's not like society has been dumbed down. It's just that there's so much out there. I think people want to be entertained, for one. And if they stomp on your content, and if it was something funny and not overly produced and it did well, it was because maybe somebody needed a break, or maybe somebody just was looking for something that was less commercial.
Or it was just in that moment of where people are today.
That's true.
Hit the spot of like culture and society. And so that's always something you got to consider, is like, I'm as annoyed by trends as like a lot of people.
Right.
But there's obviously a correlation between what's trending. And if you do something in the middle of that while it's trending, you'll probably get a lot of views.
Yeah. But I would want to do a deep dive on those trends and find out more about conversions.
Yeah.
From the trends, because I love a viral video. But as far as the relationship with my clients, they better have cash in their drawers as a result. You know, their cash drawers, not cash in their drawers. Right. That was a little weird. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, you phrased that.
Because people don't really even have much cash, right, anymore. It's just direct deposits, whatever. But that interests me, too. It's okay. It got 1 million views or whatever. did you make the income that you needed to make for that? Or maybe that was just the tipping point of you developing an audience.
Sure. Yeah, because I think that's a very one-track mindset to have. Like, in my opinion, like, that's a dangerous mindset if you're owning a brand or something like that, because there's different facets of marketing. You know, the viral videos are there for a reason. Like, you caught someone's attention.
Right.
Whether maybe it was just funny or sad, you know, like the adopt a pet videos and things.
That's so cruel. Yeah.
It's like they catch your attention. Like, and I actually heard, I was reading actually an article about influencers, and it was written from a particular marketer, and she specializes in influencer marketing, because she was talking about how many influencers are, you're not even an influencer, but you go viral and then you don't know what to do with it.
Uh-huh.
Because those pop up. So that's where I think it's where you're talking about strategy and the testing and stuff. There has to be some sort of plan behind it.
Right. So
maybe you did get that one pop off video and you're like, now what? It's like, oh, well, we already have structure in place, so we entertained you, now let's educate you, and now let's make it,
it's good,
you know.
Yeah. I like that, because and I think that's the key to success is diversifying, and you're keeping those who appreciate those trends satisfied, but also those people who just want to get in, get the facts, they expect you to be at a certain level. You also have to make sure you're giving them the content that they're accustomed to,
right?
Yeah,
from you.
I think that's probably why maybe it's an assumption, but what people don't realize that places like our business, that if you're good at what you're doing, that's what we're doing already on the forefront of it. Like,
right.
You think marketing, you're like, you came up with a really cool design or like a really catchy song.
Which we do a lot of.
Which is
we sit around and we're like, wow, it's like, that's so good.
Exactly. Because you never, it's marketing ties into economies and history and trends. And there's a whole lot more going on underneath the scene where you're talking about the testing. Like, maybe what we're, well, even you can use COVID. There are brands and companies that were great till COVID hit, then all of a sudden had to reinvent the fact that for a while people are locked inside.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's so true. So true. Yeah, well, that's why we're here. We're just every day doing that deep dive. We're getting in there so you don't have to. And, you know, that's why this podcast was created. Market abilities, all those abilities we have.
That you can market.
That you can market.
Or that we can market.
We can market.
Yeah.
And do you ever think of, like, even people, like, do you have a tagline for yourself?
Sure.
No. It's not appropriate.
Oh, I thought you did.
It's not. I was going to say, so I don't think it's appropriate. It's really inappropriate. Yeah. Depends on the day. Do you?
Did you a tagline?
I don't know if I'd say I have a tagline, no. I mean, I introduced myself as Ronnie with an IE.
Ronnie with an IE. That's memorable. See, I would, that would help me because I'm terrible with names.
I don't know if I would spell names. Ronnie with a Y, though.
Yeah. Really? A lot of people.
A lot of people
I've never even seen it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a Ronnie before me?
Yeah. Yeah, don't feel special.
Just do it.
Just do it. All right, guys. Well, thanks so much for joining us on Market Abilities. Find us wherever we are. You look tired. It's been a long day for you, hasn't it?
I didn't really sleep last night.
You didn't sleep last night. Okay. Yeah. All right, guys. See ya. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Toodaloo.